Welcome into a Thursday Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. The Jaguars back in the practice field today. Beautiful day for practice outside of Everbank Field, getting ready for Sunday's game at Buffalo. Something happened in the last day or two here. There's a new lineman. What's going on?
Yeah, I've heard they may have acquired somebody off waivers, but I'm not sure who that would be.
It would be Jason Babin from the Philadelphia Eagles. Huge pickup for the Jaguars.
Yeah, and it's kind of neat this time of year to have a big story. And I think what's significant is a lot of 2-9 teams might sort of feel stale at this point. This team's got a couple of wins. Now they've got a, not a free agent, but a waiver wire acquisition that's provided some energy. And it's clear that this franchise, this coaching staff, these players have not mailed this season in. There's still some energy and they're still going forward.
This is a group that has struggled. It's tied for the least amount of sacks in the league, I think 13 sacks in the season. So this is an automatic boost, right? It has to be.
Well, it has to be. He's got 5.5 sacks this season, Jason Babin does. And you might say that's only 8, but 8 would be very good for this team right now. So it's definitely an upgrade. He had some issues in Philadelphia where he was not as productive as he would have liked. But coming into this room, this bunch, he should be an upgrade.
Let's talk about this room and this bunch. Mm-hmm. Where does he fit in the chemistry of this group? Does somebody lose some time? Does he get more of the time? How does it work?
Well, as we were talking before we went on the air, you could tell at practice day the group's excited about it. I mean, they were looking at him like this is a veteran leader. This is a guy who can get it done. And the answer is no. It doesn't take anything away from anybody else. It's not like in basketball where one guy gets a bunch of shots and the other guy gets frozen out. It's okay for everybody to get the quarterback. It's okay for two guys to get there at once. And oftentimes a pass rusher will take pressure off somebody else, so he should be a help.
Final thing on Babin. It's a waiver claim. There are five games left in the season. What is the contract situation? How long do the Jags have him? How does that work?
Well, he's got time left on his contract, and at first the thought was he could void out at the end of this year. Under the new CBA, the Jaguars have his rights until the end of the 2013 season. But he said today, and I think the team feels this way, as long as this works, there's no reason to void anything out. He's hoping this can be a long-term thing, and he said, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I said that was the last thing. I was lying. Age, he's 32. Mm-hmm. We've seen linemen come through here. Campman was 31 when he was here. What's the difference? This is a position we can go a little longer,
right? All players are different, and I think everybody knows Aaron had the knee issues, and an ACL is going to take you down more often than not at that age. But with Babin, there's really no reason why he can't be productive for 2, 3, 4 more years. There's no law that says a pass rusher has to fall off the table at age, I think he's 31. I'm sorry, 33. Mm-hmm. But there's no reason that at that age you have to fall off the table as a pass rusher. It's a lot about hands. It's a lot about experience. And I think he can be productive for a couple more years.
Big pickup for the Jaguars. Thanks for your time, John.
Absolutely.
We'll close out Buffalo Week tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.